Meditate as though your next life depended on it. The incarnation you save may be your own.
And it came to pass in the 1970s that the New Age was born. Organic became a magic word to ward off the evils of technology. Many people began to worship the old gods of nature, the sun and the cycles of the moon. There was a big market in mysticism, and many gurus from the Far East came to the West to find gurupis. And in the spiritual melting pot of America, the great Swami from Miami cooked up a new religion.
Welcome, welcome, my children, to the here and there and everywhere. This is the Swami from Miami, speaking to you from high atop my meditation pillow, somewhere in the suburbs of enlightenment. Feels good, just like Nirvana should. For the clearest reception, please sit down. Now align the spine. Assume with great care the floating lotus pillar of heaven yogurt pose on your tukas or toaster. Good. Now close your eyes. All three, please. Now join with me in singing praises to the holy buffalo and other bicentennials.
Om on the range.
Where it's time for the last roundup. Because words are in the saddle and ride mankind. And the dish ran away with the spoon. We have met the enemy, and it is the red tape menace and the yellow page barrel. So, my children, if you need assistance, please hang up and dial electrical materialism. Marks my words. Capitalism is a wonderful system. Too bad no one can afford it. Consider, if you will, the weather report. Air today, none tomorrow. With humidity decreasing and a high-pressure area developing near the temples where the prophets are excess. So take my hand and let me show you the way out from under this reign of error. Let's see, shall we take the homeopath, the osteopath, or the psychopath? In India there are many paths, but all of them are crowded. In the United States, look both ways before crossing the path. It's a catastrophe, with everybody on the road to ruin carnation. But that is caca. Feel better fast by doing your nuclear mantra twice a day. Atom mahum. Atom mahum. To split or not to split, that is the question. To split is to be divided into many tiny particles. And a particle divided against itself will fall out. Not to split is to untie the universal snake. I mean, unite the universal state and recognize the teachings of the cosmic manifesto. From each according to their karma, to each according to their vibes. Ah-cha, cha-cha-cha. So this is the Swami saying, if your vibes need tuning, bring your karma down to the Swami from Miami's new and used Karma Lot. While you're there, test vibe the all-new Vegetarian 8 with automatic chakra, dual mantras, and a diamond sutra in the back. Free to the first true believers, branches from the Bodhi tree suitable for burning, or splinters from the true cross suitable for self-abuse. Offer expires midnight eternity, so don't wait to get yours here and now. Om Shalom. Om Shalom. Om on the range, where the banks and the corporations play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, 'cause the people are all thrown away.
You may call me anything, no matter what you say, still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
You you've been listening to part two of A Decade in Your Ear, a two-part audio collage documentary of the 1970s featuring the people of the San Francisco Bay Area, Mr. Daryl Henriquez as the Swami from Miami, and I'm Scoop Nisker signing off and reminding you, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own.